Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive from you this day revelation and knowledge and wisdom to be used to apply to our daily lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Definitely a sign of Satan's agents. They try to deceive us into believing something else. And we just want to say thank you, God, Jesus. Really, that you never let this one forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to teach that you have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord God. Let us be changed by your word. Let our minds be renewed this day as we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And your word says, for those that lack knowledge, that we shall ask for God and you shall give it to us. So, Lord, we come asking to receive knowledge and wisdom, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place and in this teaching. We come against every spirit operating on the line today outside the Holy Spirit, every unteachable spirit, fighting spirit, spirit of separation and division, every manipulative spirit, rebellious spirit, right now spirit of fear and worry, doubt, disbelief, every spirit of oppression, depression, right now. We come against every spirit of worry, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, discouragement. We come against the right self-esteem, self-delusion, self-hatred. We come against it right now. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power and the same victory right now. Oh, Lord, we love you. We need you. Have your way right now. Let the fruit of your spirit take root and manifest in our actions. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in all that believe. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, this Saturday afternoon here at Central Standard Time. For those that are tuning in with us that are not in the Central Standard Time running, so we just thank God for you wherever you are. We pray that God will bless, heal, deliver, set free right now, and protect all that believe and trust in him and then accept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Welcome to our Learn Lessons on today. And those that are tuned in online, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Evangelist Kim. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving, so I'm going to mute my line. But I'm doing darn good. Thank God. Yes.
Yes, Lord, yes, we thank God. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all you blessed women that have been blessed to have children, and those who have are children, those that you did not birth, but God has given to you to be their mother. So we thank God. And a lot of times people think that we have to actually give birth to be a mother, but there's so many of us that have mothers that did not give birth to us. And so we just thank God for putting the mothers in our lives to mother us and grow us up and give us examples on how to be women, you know, be that mother to be able to rear children up in the word of God. Amen. So I know, Evangelist Kim, that you're on mute. That's fine. I know Sister Dylan is preparing for her birthday. Sister Connie, welcome. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Connie. How you doing today? Amen. So I couldn't hear you, Sister Connie. I see you on the line. God bless you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you a little bit. Hold on for 1 second. Let me just turn up the volume. Maybe it's my line. Okay, go ahead, Sister Connie.
Yes, I'm good. I'm good today. Conserving energy, moving a little slow. But I am going to go by Sister Carol's house a little later on, though.
Okay, yes, at the party is going to be at my sister's house. Yes, I'll see you there then, because I'll be there too.
You know, I don't know how long I can stay, but I'm going to stay as long as I can.
Okay, good. So we'll be there today. I'll probably get there a little bit. I want to get there a little bit early because we know how parking can be when you live in a house. You're in the parking around the corner, and so I didn't want that. Ugh. That would discourage me from going in. I'd be like, oh, now I got to park on two streets down. But anyways, today we're going to be, I'm going to mute the calls, you all, so everyone can hear, and then we'll open up the line for comments or questions after our one-day time approaches. And so we just thank God again for the opportunity to be here. I know it's Mother's Day weekend. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line. We normally have two services on Sunday, but this Sunday, because me and my husband will be traveling Sunday night, we out in the morning, so we will only have our 2 o'clock service on tomorrow. So look forward to that. And that's only because we're traveling. There's a lot of dead zones, places when we're traveling up into Louisiana. And so we don't want to have to deal with that, trying to hold a line and it's hanging up and we can't get through. And, you know, so we'll have that 2 o'clock service because we'll be stable to be able to get a good connection. Amen. And so today, you all, we're talking about, we said last week we were going to talk about the truth about God's messenger. So we talked about angels, and we have questions and answers on today about angels, the truth, what the world is saying, and what the Bible says about angels. We talked about, should we look to angels for guidance? Will we become angels? Do we each have a guardian angel? So we'll talk about that, just, you know, gaining revelation and knowledge. And understanding that every angel is not of God, you know, and you have to understand that, because there are fallen angels that are cast out of heaven, and understand who we're supposed to be listening to. So that's what the lesson is, and we're probably going to be covering this for the next couple of weeks, probably the next 2 or 3 lessons on angels, just, you know, with, so we can have a greater understanding. If you watch different shows, like I think it's Sid Rock, something like that is his name, the people talk about they have the experience with angels, or people saw an angel that came to them and it said this, and how they pray to angels and so and things like that. So it seems as though angels are everywhere. They're in best-selling books and top-rated TV shows, blockbusters, movies, and documentaries. We see a lot of that. See the captivating winged beings we see in stores and on the screen seem magical and clever and warm and whimsical. You are always willing to put up with human mistakes and just solve problems. They rescue people from cries and occasionally warn us to do what's right. When we talk about hungry hearts, you all, it's a fact that the human heart longs for a gentle touch from a supernatural being, for forgiveness, for guidance, and understanding. Many cultures have a long tradition of stories that feature noble genies and fairies and gods, you all. This yearning to have someone or something powerful on our side points to a truth made powerful clear in the Bible. More exists than we can fully grasp with our 5 senses. So the insight for you all and understanding the scripture and what it discloses about angels and their origins and activities and sometimes terrifying might. So these amazing, as we learn more here and the teachers and learn lessons here, are no secret. So understanding that they've been in God's word for thousands of years, and that they're our sole reliable source about who angels really are and what they do. So the other side, you all, while it's fun to think of angels as all warmth and light, the Bible warns us that many angels are evil, and they've deliberately chosen to reject God and goodness. So what makes them especially dangerous is their use of appealing disguises to mislead people. Amen. So here's what we're going to be learning today in our learned lessons, to reveal the differences between good angels and fallen angels, and underscore the reality that God's love and power are stronger than any angel could ever be. You all, when we look in the book of Hebrews, and I know some of us are driving or out and about and still here today, but when we look in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, I'm sorry, chapter 1, verse 1 and 14, that's Hebrews 1 and 14. And you'll hear me repeat the scripture more than once. That way, if you're going there with me today, I'll give you a chance to get there. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Okay. Amen, 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 hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, you all, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who were inherit salvation? Again, that is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Depending on what Bible you're coming from, I'm reading from the New King James Version. And so again, when we look at the scripture here, angels, you all, angels are God's messengers, spiritual beings created by God and under his authority. They have several functions, serving believers, protecting the helpless, proclaiming God's messages, and executing God's judgment. Amen. So having that understanding, as you look at the scripture in Hebrews 1 and 14, another scripture to look to in Psalms 103, verse 20, it says, praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. That's the book of Psalms, you all, Psalms 103, verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Amen. Psalms 103, verse 20. Again, the scripture says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Hallelujah. So here in the book of Psalm 103, verse 20, you all, we see that everything, everyone is to praise the Lord, all angels, mighty ones, and heavenly hosts, and all of his work. So understanding here what the scripture is saying is we're talking about angels, you all. Hebrews 1 and 6 says, when God brings his firstborn, which is Jesus, into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. That's Hebrews 1 and 6. Hebrews 1 and 6. Hebrews 1 and 6. So you all, the question is, should we look to angels for spiritual guidance? So many people say that angels have lots to tell us about God and life. Angel enthusiasts, you all, today claim that we should look to angels to tell us about themselves, about God, heaven, and how we should live. Books have been published with titles like Ask Your Angel, Messages from Your Angels, and Answers from the Angels. Those who look to angels for guidance sometimes call them spirit guides. You all probably heard of, she's been on many shows, Sylvia Brown. She's a popular New Age psychic. She claims that her spirit guide name is Francine. I've seen her on many different shows. She has told her all sorts of things about religion. This is her angel that she calls Francine, including that Jesus didn't rise from the dead because he didn't actually die on the cross. So, but we should know this, you all. We should know that seeking communication with angels risks opening a door to demonic influences, since God's angels generally don't respond to effort to initiate conversations with them. So if any spiritual entity does reply, it's likely not that it comes from God. See, receiving messages from spirits may sound exciting, but it's deceptive, since such voices aren't what they claim to be. See, some angel communication methods overtly, you all, involve the occult. So the New Age author Doreen Virtue has created the Angel Guidance Board with dice and angel markers to help you receive messages from angels, including answers to your questions. See, using objects this way is exactly what occult practices are, you all, employing physical devices in rituals to obtain hidden information or alter, you all, communication with spirits. God strongly rejects and forbids such practices. When we go over, you all, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 10 through 12, this is the trickery of the enemy. This is why so many believers have fallen and been caught up in all of this and being attacked for, because they have opened these doors and believing what the enemy is saying, because they're looking for answers and they refuse to wait on God to receive it. So they go seeking by way of these different occult involvements, but not really knowing that they're part of it. When we look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 10 through 12, again, that's Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 10 through 12, the Bible says, there should not be
found amongst you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or sorcery, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or who calls up the dead, for all who do these things are abomination of the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. Amen. So the Bible tells us here, we should not be practicing this or seeking it. So understand, your angels don't, let's talk about what the Bible says. Angels don't ordinarily communicate with human beings. Angels does not ordinarily communicate with human beings. See, in fact, no one in the Bible ever pursues communication with angels or recommends seeking to hear from angels. So when an angel appears to the people in the Bible, it always comes as a total surprise to them. Amen. See, the most common opening words of an angel to a human are fear not or do not be afraid. And we see this in the book of Genesis in chapter 21. Verse 17. We also see in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 5. We see it in the book of Luke. So unfortunately, not all angels or spiritual beings are on God's side. So there are uncounted evil spirits, demons, who are the devil's fallen angels. See, you can't believe everything you hear from angelic beings any more than you can believe everything you hear from other people. Amen. So nor does the devil wear a bright red lapel pin or a devil suit, as you see in the movies with the name Satan on it. He don't go around with spiked ears and a tail and a pitchfork, as we see in movies and on cards and all this, and I'm asking the devil. See, he disguises himself as an angel of light. According to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, if you want to go there with me, let's go over to 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to go slow. I know some of us are driving or out and about and they want to miss the lesson, so I want to go slow here with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible says, for he who comes preaches another Jesus who, make sure I'm in it, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. So, this is the scripture again. It's Hebrews, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Let me not confuse anyone. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. I'll read it again. The Bible says, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. So understanding this, you all, understanding what's going on here when we receive another word, another spirit outside of God. So now we're operating according to another doctrine. Amen. So understanding this, today there are many false teachings that seem to make sense. So don't believe someone simply because he or she sounds like an authority or says words like that you like to hear. We have to search the Bible and check his or her teachings against God's word. The Bible should be your authoritative guide. Don't listen to any authoritative preacher who contradicts God's word. So these different psychics and sorceries that people are going to, that are trying to tell you something different, you have to compare that to the Word of God. What does the Bible say? You know, what is the Bible saying? What is the Word of God saying to us? The living Word. This is the living Word of God. So you are a scripture is the means by which God conveys his truth to all his people, the standard by which we should test our religious claims, according to Matthew 22, verse 29. In the book of Acts, we see it, chapter 17, verse 11, and we see it in Timothy, in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. So when God's angels speak to human beings, they do not contradict the Bible. Amen. The Apostle Paul warns Christians not to accept another gospel, even if it seems to come from an angel in heaven. According to the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 6 to 9, Galatians chapter 1, 6 to 9, Apostle Paul warns us of this. Amen. He warns us of this. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Because this is what the enemy wants to do, you all, so that he can devour us, destroy us, and kill us. Amen. Having us to turn away from the word of God and seek another doctrine, that a man-made doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you all. So let's talk about another question people have. Do angels have bodies? We'll talk about that. We have about 9 minutes left here, and I'll teach it. Do angels have bodies? See, many people say that angels are physical beings, and a lot of people today think that angels have physical bodies and look similar to humans. Others describe them not only as physical in appearance, but often overly male or female. And so, and one author describes a particular angel as having a face and a form of a beautiful woman, wearing a flowing white robe, trimmed in gold. Another author tells about a woman who saw an angel that looked like a clean-cut boy next door, like a football player, only larger and very muscular, and apostolic prophetic. So Minister Stephen Brooks, he claims that Jesus, Minister Stephen Brooks claims, just as the human race includes male and female, so does the angelic race include male and female. But this is what people say, you all. This is what people are saying. This is not what the Bible says. It's not what the Word of God says that we know it to be. The Bible says that angels are spirits. That angels are spirits. So we got to be careful what man says and who we listen to. Angels are spirits. That is, they're beings who don't have bodies. Hebrews 1 and 7. When we look at the book of Hebrews, if you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Hebrews 1 and 7, you all. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. Chapter 1, verse 7 in the book of Hebrews. And we'll see, lay our eyes to ourselves here in the book of Hebrews. The Bible says in verse 7, and of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits? And his ministers a flame of fire. Amen. And we see it here in the scripture, you all, that they are spirit. They are spirit. And we compare angels to wind and fire, bodiless, non-solid forces. See, even more telling you all the capacity of demonic spirits to inhabit the bodies of humans, according to scripture in Matthew chapter 12. Verse 43 through 45, and also in the book of Luke, is evidence that spirits don't have bodies of their own. And I'll take you there. Let's go to Matthew, you all, chapter 12, together, verse 43 through 45. I'll slow down just a little bit here. Remember these lessons and all the archives, the beauty of technology today, that if you didn't get it all right now or a little bit distracted, you can always go back and listen again and take notes and have it and share it with others. You know, we come here to receive so that we can give to others freely. We receive freely that we give out to others so that they may have knowledge. The Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge, so that they will have knowledge and receive the wisdom of God to apply it to their daily lives. Amen. So in the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 through 45, I'll read it for you here. The Bible says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes to dry places, seeking rest, and finds one, and finds none. I'm sorry. And verse 44 says, then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Verse 45 says, Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. Hallelujah. So here, you all, Jesus was describing the attitude of the nation of Israel. But as we're talking about the, you know, the different spirits and the angels and being careful, you all, of believing what the world is saying about angels is very, very, very important that we understand this, that we understand this. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So, you all, it's evidence that spirits don't have bodies of their own. They do not. They can dwell within you, different spirits. You can take on other spirits. The Bible gives no support to the idea that angels literally have male and female forms. The fact that Scripture never describes angels as female or feminine suggests that the masculine language used of angels is actually generic or genderless. In fact, the Bible rarely gives any description of angels other than their typical appearance in bright light. Amen. Something you all should know, the Bible does report that angels visited Abraham and Lot and ate food with them, according to the book of Genesis in chapter 18 and 19. Some ancient Jewish interpreters, such as Philo of Alexandria and Josephus, thought that the angels only seem to eat the food. So modern interpreters usually conclude that angels are capable of taking on a bodily form temporarily, during which time they can really eat food. So both explanations are consistent with the historic Jewish and Christian belief that angels are beings without bodies. When we look at the terms for heavenly beings, according to the Bible term, and I'll give you the definition. So the Bible term of spiritual, the Bible term spirit, and the definition is general term for supernatural beings without bodies. So we talk about angels, the messengers of spirits sent as a messenger, or angels from God, evil or fallen angels serve the devil, not often described, and sometimes appear in white robes or as bright light. So what I'm giving you now is the Bible term and the definition for what the term is in the Bible and the definition of it. So cherubim, you all, the singular cherubim, you see it in the Bible, and the definition of that is heavenly winged beings that fiercely guard the tree of life, the ark of the covenant, the temple, and the heavenly throne room. And we see seraphim in the Bible. The burning one, it means the burning one. The definition of that is heavenly winged guards in God's throne room. And then we see archangels, the chief princes, you all. The definition of that is the chief or ruling angels. Michael is the only archangel named in Scripture. Michael is the only archangel named in Scripture. Thrones, powers, and rulers, and authorities, and dominions, you all, it is the spiritual beings that rule typically for evil over human affairs. Amen, amen. We're wrapping up here. Our lessons are only 30 minutes on Saturday. I hope you all got something in this lesson as we continue on next week. So at this time, what I'm going to do is open up the lines for any comments or questions on what was delivered here in this 30 minutes. So I'll ask you, Evangelist Kim, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't. Thank you.
Amen. All righty. Sister Connie Northern?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All the information that was given today, that it was informative, you all, a little bit, as we will continue to study more in this month on angels and what the Bible is saying, because so many people are being deceived and so many people have so many questions, you know, they're seeking it from the angel. An angel came to me and understanding, you know, who they were sent from, what kingdom, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan, and what spirit is operating. And I think, you know, I know for a fact that when we understand that, have the knowledge, we'll be more effective in this life and in ministry and helping others to have revelation and knowledge and understanding of the word of God concerning everything. Because God is concerned about every aspect of our life, of your life. Amen. So again, I thank you, beautiful women of God, for being here and those that are tuned in via the internet today. Thank you for your attendance. And I look forward to you all coming back here on Saturday. Remember, on Sunday tomorrow, we will not have our morning service, but we will have our 2 o'clock service, Central Standard Time, here at the 845-277-9213 number, which is our church line. So join us for 2 o'clock service. But we'll be back on next Sunday, God willing, which we believe we will, at our 10 o'clock hour. Enjoy your Mother's Day. You all be blessed in it. And just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. It is my prayer for all the mothers that you all will be honored with the highest honor that your children can give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That God will bless you, that your blessings will be overflowing. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. It is my prayer that God will increase you in peace, joy, and happiness, and his blessings and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare new life. We decree and declare that we are strong in the Lord. We decree and declare that we are healed, delivered, and set free, and blessed by the blessing which is you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you so much, Father God, for your word on today. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we ask that you bless every mother around the world, oh God. And we ask that you continue to provide and help and care for them and their children, us and our children, oh God. Help us, oh God, to speak your word, oh God, that it will help our children, oh God, that they were born to their children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I love you all. Thank God for your good. Happy Mother's Day to you beautiful women of God. You all take care. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is the Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.